It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. Governor Bill Haslam wants lawmakers to eliminate a loophole in the state's open container law that allows passengers to drink in a vehicle. Doing so would free up about $18 million in federal funds for highway projects. But district attorneys say they're worried that money could shift away from DUI enforcement and prosecution efforts. State Senator John Lundberg supports the open container bill, and I spoke with him earlier this week. There must be all kinds of lobbying for, you know, anti-DUI, anti-drunk driving. What is the case to be made for keeping this exception? Why has it been so hard to get off the books?
That's the million-dollar question, because when I talk about it with anyone, they all say the same thing. Well, that makes sense. It's nonpartisan. It's not a conservative or liberal issue. It's just one that commonly makes sense. You ask people, should people be drinking on the road? No, you shouldn't. So, okay. Doing this, if we pass this law, it would clearly save lives. We've had everything from Mothers Against Drunk Drivers to the director of the Highway Patrol say, yeah, this will save lives, reduce accidents, and make our roadway safer. Then you add in that, oh, by the way, it frees up millions of dollars in federal funding. I haven't heard any good arguments of why not pass it. The closest I've heard, disagree with it, but the closest I've heard is there's a few folks that say, you know, that's a liberty I have to do what I want to do in my car. And if I'm not driving, I should be able to drink or do whatever it is I want to do. And there is a certain amount of validity to that. You don't want to take away anyone's individual liberties. But often the case is obviously that it's not a passenger in the car, it's the driver of the car who's drinking. That's why it's called the pass the bottle bill, because they simply pass the bottle to the passenger and, oh, can't get me because I'm not the one drinking.
This time that you're working on and supporting this legislation is fundamentally different than some of your previous efforts because, as you've alluded, it's been wrapped up as part of Governor Bill Haslam's much larger plan to increase state highway funding. So if you would, tell us why dumping the passenger exemption would influence highway funding. How does that work?
For folks in general, they have to realize that we get a certain percentage of our budget, obviously, from the federal government. There are strings attached with lots of that. So if we said, hey, folks in Tennessee, there's no speed limit, okay, we'd lose a huge amount of federal funding because we don't have a speed limit. Or if we said we're not going to enforce seatbelt laws, we'd lose a tremendous amount of federal funding. Same way here, since we don't have open container legislation passed, we lose money. It's not hundreds of millions of dollars in this case. It's, you know, $15 to $18 million. So it's smaller, but it's, you know, it's still a significant amount of money.
So as I understand it, then, if the open container law passes in its current form, then that would shift the $15 to $18 million that we've been talking about to helping pay for these highway construction and repair projects.
It would or could. Let me tell you this way.
Mm-hmm.
My version of that, it allows us to do whatever we want to with that money. You know, we really want to put money in DUI enforcement, so we're going to leave it there. Or, hey, we're going to put some more money toward bridges or roads or whatever. We can do whatever we want. Right now, we're hamstrung. The only thing we can do with this money right now is the Governor's Highway Traffic Safety Program. Now, it's not that that's a bad program, but how much do we do at the expense of not only the federal funds, but, again, let's make our roadways safer.
Well, here's where we come back to that point about the local district attorneys general that you were talking about. And I've been reading reports that some of them are concerned because they're looking at this from the perspective that some of their programs, including DUI enforcement overtime for officers that are on patrols for DUI and prosecuting these cases, comes out of that $15 to $18 million sum that we're talking about. And the idea would be that money could shift away from the DUI enforcement efforts and into construction. Governor Bill Haslam has been pressed on this, and he acknowledges that it's a concern or is a potential tripwire for this particular legislation, but hasn't really offered a solution or a workaround, and I know you've got to have been thinking about that so far. What are your thoughts on a way to either keep the money where it is or shift it or some portion of it? What are you thinking about that?
I think that's a false argument.
Okay.
I think number one is I will tell you that for those district attorneys general and for everyone there, it's one of those, does this program work? Do those DUI enforcement folks work? Hands down, yes, I don't think there's a single question. Now, because this legislation passes, does that mean they're all gone? No, I think that's a false premise. It's not if this, then they go. It's one of those, okay, let's do this. Now, let's look at another funding mechanism using recurring funds, and let's just fund that out of the budget like every other agency in the state does. Make a good policy decision because it's a good policy decision, and look at another way of funding those programs because they are strong and they are good as well.
I wonder if you've had any interactions with some of those who have been concerned in making this worst-case scenario to try to give them your point of view on that. Have you had much success in that?
I have talked to a couple of them. So, because, in fact, my DA who said, you know, I've got issues with this. I said, you know, you're equating it wrong. It's not one of those, if we pass this, then therefore these people are gone and this funding mechanism is gone. That is not the case. If the governor's highway traffic safety program gets funds from other things as well, not just this. So we will continue to fund that program, I would think. I would think the governor's highway traffic safety program is something the governor would want to fund as well.
Could I present, just for the sake of our argument here, devil's advocate, I'm just thinking about this off the top of my head, that I might be able to see where they're coming from if they're saying, look, we have guaranteed funding now. What you're asking me to do is to give that up on the premise that somebody might give me that money in the future. Have you considered that?
Now, that is valid.
Mm-hmm.
That is valid. So, but I would toss to you again, are you really going to argue something that is clearly, unequivocally going to save lives? Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't do that because of this, because you might have to work harder for that money at some point in the future. I think that's a ridiculous and sad argument.
Well, let's look at where we are and what may be coming up next. We know the legislation has been submitted. We know you've been working on this for several years now. How do you feel like the chances are in 2017?
I feel good, but if you asked me that 10 years ago when I first carried this in the House of Representatives, I said to someone who asked me, I said, this is easy. It makes sense. You ask the majority, vast majority of people in Tennessee, does this make sense? Hands down. There's no question. It's not, again, it's not one of those radical ideas that's on the left or right or whatever. It's just good policy. It makes sense. So I felt good about it every year. What's different now is I don't feel like this lone voice calling in the wind. So when you've got the governor and others who are now crowding around going, this does make good sense. It does make good policy.
John Lundberg represents Tennessee's 4th Senate District, which is up Bristol Way, and he supports a bill that would extend a ban on open containers to the passengers in a vehicle. Senator Lundberg, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.